everyone, this is Mistress Brighton, and happy World Mental Health Day. Actually, Mental Health Day, World Mental Health Day, sorry, was on October 10th. However, I had this blog sitting in my draft, and I meant to get to it that day, and that did not happen. So I wanted to talk just a little bit about your mental health, since that was Thursday and it is still early enough to discuss that. And honestly, you can talk about mental health anytime. It's a year round thing, taking care of your mental health. And so with that, my question for you for today is, have you checked in with your own mental health? You can read this blog at enchantrixtees.com. And even if you missed World Mental Health Day, you can do something for yourself right now. You can go meditate right now. You can go exercise right now. And I wanted to talk specifically about mental health concerns, such as stress, anxiety, depression, all things that I've dealt with and am dealing with, because at the end of the day, I'm human just like everybody else. I might be a dom and I might like spanking your dick, but even doms, even dominant women need mental health breaks. And we all have our personal things that we're going through. And I just want you to remember that, because I did a blog about mistress aftercare. I can't remember when I did it, but it's in the archives. Because sometimes submissives forget that their mistresses also need a fucking break. So I just want to be mindful of that. But also, even if you're not a sub, or you're not a dominant, or you're just a regular person, take care of your health. If you feel like you're burning the candle at birth, can't talk today, and I'm not taking that. I'm going to leave it there. If you feel like you're burning the candle at both ends, take a break. Even if it's just 5 minutes in like the prayer closet. You guys have seen Carrie, right? Go into your closet and pray. Go into your personal little space. Shut the door. If it's a closet, if it's your room, if it's like a conference room at your job that's empty, if it's the ladies' or men's room, just go sit down away from everybody, take a breather. And also, I just wanted to say that it's okay to talk to somebody. It's okay if you're in therapy. It's okay if you're seeing a psychiatrist. There's this like this stigma that like it's shameful to talk to somebody about your mental health issues, and I want to end that, because I remember growing up, the resources that we have now, I didn't have grow or I didn't know about. And I mean, I grew up probably showing my age here, but I grew up right before the internet became popular. So we didn't have a computer in our home. I wasn't like surfing the web and researching stuff the way that I do now. So there was a lot of stuff that I didn't know about. And oh my God, if I had known about it, like, perfect example, I have anger issues. I know, I'm always smiling, I'm always happy-go-lucky, and I don't talk about my own issues all the time, but I just want you to know that if you deal with stress, if you deal with anxiety, if you deal with depression, if you have anger issues, if you have a bad temper, I know I joke about my Scottish grandmother chasing after people Man, my grandparents were awesome. But no, I'm dead serious. Like, if you have anger issues the way that I do, sometimes I just have to step away from the keyboard and just go take a walk so that I don't end up breaking off a tree branch in somebody's ass. So yeah, the reason that I have a really good sense of humor is because I've had those days when I didn't have anybody to talk to and kind of had to just deal with it on my own. And I'm so, so happy that we have more resources now and that if you need to talk to somebody that you can. And so I just want you to know that there are even online therapists now. There are chat rooms that you can go to if you just need to vent, if you need to like just get something off your chest, go for it. There's so many, so many, so many resources. So I just want you to know that. And I want you to, if you feel like you need to talk to somebody, go talk to somebody. If you feel like you need to be in therapy or in some sort of counseling and you feel like that's what you need right then and there, go do it. And remember to take a break. Just remember to fucking breathe, because a lot of times, especially with women, like we multitask and we're like all fucking over the place. And sometimes we forget like, whoa, wait a minute. I just need to take a breather. That's why once or twice a year I go on vacation so that I can step away from the keyboard and be surrounded by clear blue water, or go have a pint in London, or just a change of scenery. It's good for your mind. And meditating is good for your mind. Speaking of which, Enchantrix Empire will be at Burn 2. Burn 2 is the virtual version of Burning Man. We have a yoga wellness center there. Mistress Harper will be there. Duchess Willow will be there. Hopefully, more of the Enchantrix mistresses will pop in and join us and say hello and maybe be key speakers for some of our little group seminars and classes and stuff. I will be doing class on witchcraft. I'll be doing a class on witchcraft, and also we've got some free audios for you, but you can only get the audios at Burn 2. So if you're not on Second Life and you want our wellness and healing and meditation and whatever other gifts we have whipped up, you're going to have to wait until after the event is over. It runs from October 11th, which was yesterday, to October 20th. Burn is officially open. So come see us. We'll be there live from Horse School Sunday night. And Sunday afternoon, I'm doing my little witchy witchcraft energy clearing thing in world. So come to our camp. If you can make it into the virtual world, we'd love to see you. And if you can't and you'd love to talk to me about something that's on your mind or bugging you, you can call me at 1-800-601-6975. Tell the dispatchers that you would like to talk to Brighton. You don't have to tell them that, like, you're calling me to vent. You can just tell them. Anyway, I'm rambling. So I hope that you are all taking care of yourselves. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're smiling. I hope you're happy. And I will talk to all of you very, very soon, and hopefully see you at Burn. Bye.